Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Virginia Driving Hawk Snavy recalls a silver lining from a tragedy early in her life. It's a recollection she includes in her memoir, Special Places, Sacred Circles. She remembers a time after her father died at a young age when her family lived with her grandparents. She says it was close quarters and tensions occasionally flared up. In those times, it was her grandmother's wisdom that solidified Snavy's lifelong connection to the power of words.
My brother and I, as siblings do, would tease each other and get mad at each other and call each other names. And rather than just scolding us, she took us aside and, for me, just very carefully reminded me about what I was saying and calling. Did I really mean those awful things? That I had to be careful what I said, because once you say something, it's always there and it's always difficult for it to come back. So you had to watch out what you were saying. And as I became a writer, I kept that thought in my mind to use the words in my stories for children, particularly, to be careful and be responsible for what I was saying so that I was not giving wrong information or calling attention to the wrong thing. So I always thank my grandmother every time I sat down to write something.
Snavy is a celebrated author with more than 24 published works, mainly books for children and young readers. She's also a former educator, having taught on the Flandreau Indian Reservation as well as Oglala Lakota College. One memory that stands from her teaching days includes a gratifying moment when a member of the American Indian Movement came to one of her readings. He approached her afterward, and she didn't recognize him at first. He was a student of hers as a child. She expressed her regret after he mentioned he spent time in prison. But he said she had given him a valuable tool that helped him to not only get through hardship, but to grow and learn to thrive.
And he said, no, it wasn't too bad. I learned how to read. I learned all other classes. And I graduated from high school. And I could write. And he said, I thought about you when I was reading those stories for the first time, because you showed me that reading could be fun and we could have stories. And as he was talking, he handed paper, and down at the bottom of it, he wrote, thank you. I've never forgotten that. Teachers always wonder if you've made any progress or helped a student. And it's wonderful here to hear back.
Snavy's memoir comes from her recollections of people and experiences through her 93 years. Many of them she wrote down in notebooks and slips of paper that she recently reread and organized. She says she hopes those recollections now resonate with readers.
As I look back over all of these years and the contacts I had, particularly with young Native students, I realized that I was very fortunate in having experienced that contact, because I was pretty much aware of what their needs were and what they needed and what they didn't have and how they suffered. It was very helpful to know their feelings. And when I started writing about it, I don't really consciously choose, but it was just that I wanted to do something with. So that was the basis for the memoir. And in that memoir, and as in life, we have joy and we have sorrow. And be able to express that, I think, often helps my readers how they could deal with the same feelings.
Snavy's memoir adds to her own legacy, in addition to, as her biography with the South Dakota Hall of Fame notes, ensuring that the proud histories and experiences of Native Americans remain etched in the annals of time for years to come. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.